Vedi le sue sali, ma io come dicevo, penso se non c'è niente al cielo, ma c'è il suo palo. Ok, so last week we discussed the union of Dover Mekabel Tumah and the Yud and Sidri Tara. So now we're going to discuss a little more the idea of what is called a beged for Kabbalah's Tumah. In other words, what materials does it have to be made out of? As we said, a beged doesn't mean necessarily a garment. It could be anything that's useful, right? We mentioned. So what does it have to make be made out of? So in Parshas Tazria, the Torah tells on page packet 6a, page 1, beged ki yevo neged tzaras, beged tzemer, beged pishtim. So it's a beged tzemer or a beged pishtim for tumas tzaras. So that is so it's mashma here for the halacha of tzaras begodim, that the two things that are the two materials to be called a beged is either tzemer or pishtim. And if it's not tzemer or pishtim, wool or linen, then it's not called a beged. So the question is, what about other areas of halacha other than tzaras? Would it be limited to these tzemer or pishtim? And that's a discussion. What about it's synthetic, so it's not tzemer pishtim, or things like that? What would be the halacha? So if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos on Chav Vav Beis on page 2, so you have Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel. The Chav Vav Beis on page 2. The Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel Hoel V'Nemar Begodim B'Torah Stam. It says Begodim in the Torah in different places. Look in Rashi. Begodim Torah Sechil Tumas Shiratzim Tumas Mace. It says Oba Beged Oba Or. But it doesn't say what a beged has to be made out of. Upar L'cha Kosu Be'echad Mehem. But one case, it does say what it's made out of, namely by tzaras. Tzemer pishtim mal holom tzemer pishtim afkan tzemer u pishtim. So has to be made out of tzemer pishtim. So that's Rabbi Shmuel, Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel. So any area of halacha that you need a beged, if it's not tzemer pishtim, it's not a beged. Say tzitzis, silchot tzitzis. So according to this opinion, if you have cotton tzitzis, it's not chayv tzitzis midaraisa. And for other areas, so we'll see. Then we have Then we have a Gemara here in Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph on page 2 in the Sechta Shabbos. The Tanya Beged Ain Li Ela Beged Shlosha Ela Beged Shlosha Veshar Begodim Minayin Talmud Lomar O Beged. So what does this mean? O beged kasiv v'shrotzim, o ribuya. That even v'shrotzim, has to be the same thing. Shlosh atzmos. So the question. Okay, so that's the. That is the opinion of Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel. And then we have to see, are there any other opinions regarding this matter? What about other materials? And this Tani Rebbe Shmuel is also in a Gemara in Menachos on page 27 here in the packet, on Lamed Tes of the Beis. Page 27, Menachos Lamed Tes of the Beis, the Rava Rami. Rava has a stira. Siv HaKanaf Min Kanaf, which means that the tzitzis have to be the same material as the garment. Whatever the garment is made out of, the tzitzis should be made out of. But then we have a pasuk that says Sevet Pishtim. So the verse says Haketza. Sevet Pishtim is mashma. So Hakanav Min Kanaf is mashma that if you have a beged that's cotton, then the tzitzis have to be cotton. It can be anything. But then we have the pasuk that says that it's only Tzemru Pishtim. So Haiketza Tzemru Pishtim Potrim Ben Binimam Ben Shalom Beminam. In other words, if the tzitzis are made out of Tzemru Pishtim, that could be for any garment. But Sharminim, but if the strings are not made out of Tzemru Pishtim, so Beminam Potrim, so if it's a cotton tzitzis, only for a cotton garment, only that. Shaloba Inam Potrim. So what do you see from Rava? You see from Rava that a beged is not only Tzemru Pishtim, at least for tzitzis. A beged is not only Tzemru Pishtim, it's anything. It's a beged. And who disagrees? The same Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Because Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel says it has to be Tzemru Pishtim. So we finally found another opinion other than Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Debei Shmuel says whatever it says beged and chumash, it has to be Tzemru Pishtim. And Rava says that Rava says no, that it could be any garment, not even cotton, other things as well could be a beged as well. Yeah. What are you saying, Rovers and Amora? Yeah. Okay, but that's what it is. So it comes out we have a machlokes of what the begadim are. Now, of course, this is going to be relevant for us, but for Hilchas Kabbalas Tuma. Is Kabbalas Tuma only going to be in Tzemru Pishtim, that's Tani the Rebbe Shmuel, or is it going to be all begadim, like the opinion of Rava? So that's going to be relevant for Ksamim. That's going to be relevant for Ksamim. So that's what we have to explore. So let's see. So let's see what we find. So if you'll take a look in the Rambam on page 4, Hilchos Kelim Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, Kol Shehu Oruk, Bein Mitzemer Upishtin, Bein Mikanvas, Umeshe Yushar Dvarim, Magdeinu Biyabasha, Hu Hanikra Beged L'inyan Tumo. So that's mashma. Bolshu orog, anything that's woven, tzemer pishtim, meshi, shar dvar magdalim bayabasha. So it doesn't have to be tzemer pishtim, right? It can be anything, as long as it's woven. And then he says his as we discussed last week, that it doesn't have to be woven even if it's pressed together. And that was the whole no to be huda, that he says that niyar is like levadim. Okay. So let's see what else we find. Let's look. Hilchotzitzis in Shulchan Aruch. Those are learning tzitzis this year. So we can get this in Hilchotzitzis. What page in Shulchan Aruch? No. 29. So he says, "Ein chay b'tzitzit min haTorah, el beged pishtim o shaltzem lo uchelim. Avol big deshar minim ein chay b'tzitzit el midrabana." So we'll see. As Rav Yechezkel Roth points out, the Mechaber paskins like Tani debei Rabbi Shmuel. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Kid Sifkat Nalef, kid Tani debei Rabbi Shmuel. What we learn from Nagoyim. And the Ramah follows the other Shita. As Chesed Rav points out, who's the other Shita? Look at the Mishbur Dalet. Rava, Poskim Karava. Because the Rava says Beferish that by Tzitzis, it doesn't have to be Dafka Tzemru Pishtim. Tzemru Pishtim. So it comes out that. That we have a Beferish Machlokas Mechaber Ramah in Hilchos Tzitzis, if we paskin like Tani de Rabbi Shmuel, or do we paskin like, or do we paskin like Rav? I don't know.
Why didn't the Gemara itself ask the
question? I don't know. You have to speak to the historians here. Gabriel?
Actually, in that sugya right now. So
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to speak to historians. They'll tell you what to. Okay.
But is the Chumrah not a Kula? I'm just trying to. I mean, the Tzav. The Gemara said, "Are you not weird?"
Yeah.
And on the Tet, on the Jewish, and the Prophet said, "Which talking about said, I'm going to be
missing." Okay. So, but that's what it is. Okay, so let's see what else we could find in this this Indian. So the question is, what's the din of nylon and other things? Let's look on page 15 in the Sefer Cheskas Tahara. So let's see what he writes. Page 15. Hey Yosheb is Manenu Yotza Minchada Shakorin nylon or plastic. Varoy Lavar, main Makabalas Tautuma. So he quotes Gemara Shabbos before Agam the Tana Beg Shmuel and Sfirla Beg Stam Ainim Tzem Pishtin, right? Chomol Inyan Tuma. So he says that the Gemara Shabbos on Chavav. So for Tzaras, for Tzitzis, it's a Machlokes. But he says that for Tuma, the Gemara says, Achavav Chavzayin, Gam Latanad Ben Yishmael, the Sfirle Begit Stam, Hain Tzem Lopishtim, Yil Matzosim Minam Furash, Mikol Mokam Vesiv Begit, Hain Tzem Lopishtim, Mikol Mokam Le'ini Tuma, Bar Masham, Chol Minei Begadim. Gan Hashirayim Vaklach Vasvikim, Kenu Das Rova Moran. And for Tuma, it's different. Even though that's what it's a reboy.
One second.
Take a look on page 2 of Zion. Tani Begit Aimli Ela Begit Shar Begodim Inayin Talmalom O Begit. So that's a reboy. So that means that even if you hold like Tani Debrei Rabbi Shmuel for other areas of halacha, for tzitzis and for negoim, but for tuma, he'll be maida. And Rava Shita is that it's always called begad. So Rava Shita is that it's for tzitzis, for everything, it's all mine begadim. And for Tumah, there's no machlokes, because even Tanit Dereg Shmuel is moide for Tumah. They're all types of begadim. Hayotzi Mizeh, getting back to page 15, the left side, Hayotzi, the main Yisrael like Tanit Dereg Shmuel, to be reboy the O Beged Marbina, Kol Mine Begadim. Main Yisrael like Rava, the Shame Beged Kol O Kol Minim Shiasim Mena Beged, the Shame Beged Alof. So he wants to say, so once we're Marbet will call me Nebigodim, then for Tumma, then it should be everything. It says the Kachi Shlubo be Divrei Rambam. Kol Shu Orug be Mitzem Pishin be Mikanvus Meshi Yishan Dvarim as Deil be Yavoshem. Anikra Beged LeInyan Tumma Alvadim Kibgadim Chol Dover. Harei Shakosav Kol Shu Orug Harehu Bchal Beged. Imkain Gam Nylon Hu Bchal the Nosa Alav Shem Beged Even Though the Behuda etc. Culture can conchu or a postkim dochud varv, the near inum, also a claw, shame beggar, I am a bushetara, etc. Of a comalcom, calm line, shall also the shame beggar, the shame beggar, Allah, Nero, and his night cool alma modi, the rail bechal beggar, hamor betora. So the horror is once you have the reboy, that means even the talent of Baby Shmuel is moda. So that's then he says, "Shuv his bonanti." The bottom paragraph on page 15, the left side. Dev should be nedavket gedule karka. Maybe it's only gedule karka. There's a din. It has to be Kedula Karka. Because the Rama Perik Yud Zayin and Kalim. Yud Zayin Mishnah Tezvah. We have it here. Perik Yud Zayin. Well, yeah, take a look. page 6. Kol shebiyam tohor. So look in the Bar Tanura. Kol shebiyam tohor. Kol brios shebiyam im osa me'oran kelim ein mekablim tumah. Because anything that grows, that lives in the yam, so you take fish skin, whatever, and you make a baguette out of that. So it's tar. It's not mekabel tumah. And the Yochin, in the Banner, Yochin Boaz, says, Miu yam denokat lav dafka. Elohu adin agadol tof nahoros unachol. So it comes out that again, everything, it doesn't have the tumma. We said there's a riboy. Everyone is moide for tumma. Obeged. Even Tana Devei Shmuel. But the riboy is limited to things that are gadol by your basha.
About birds.
So what are you going to make out of it? You're going to make a baguette out of a bird.
Vulture, maybe?
Vulture, wow.
Big bird.
Okay. I don't know.
Is a bird or a thing? Oh, a bird. Doesn't fly.
So, you know, like if a bird doesn't fly, is it an oaf or is it something else? Well, a behemoth is considered gedulei karka, right?
Right.
So it eats from the ground.
Right.
So if you make from that.
Bear. People
need
bear coats.
Yeah. So bear is on the ground. Yeah. So he says. So we continue on page 16, Cheskas Tara, left side. We day Dabi Berlinian Island, and we can Kabul Tumma. We run from the Shane Begat of Lat Lanias, Dabi Gamkin, Linian Sitsis. Kayavis came to Shane Begat of Lat, Kalfevig Dem, Rainu the Rava. According to Rava, all the meaning of Kayavit Sitsis. Time the Rabbi Shmuel is not. Well, so that's the question. What is nylon? So maybe he says maybe that's also Beckett. Because the only thing we find that's not Mikabodum is something that's Godel Bayam. Anything that's good will be this. But if it's not Godel B'yam, so then it's not, so then it's Marbet. But Godel B'yam is the difference. Oh, so then he says on page 16 on the right side, "Achachach is benantish emes nira came to lav davki gedule karkabina that kliz chuches mekabel tuma midrabbanan." That we see that that glass is mekabel tuma midrabbanan. Chol mashu biyam afil midrabbanan, but the din of biyam is not even mekabel tuma midrabbanan. So you see from that, it doesn't have to be gedule karka. It has to be something in the, that lives on the karka. It doesn't have to grow from the ground. Glass doesn't grow from the ground. El shiyeh min dover sheyesh bayabasha. So the Cheskes Ha'ari thinks that that nylon, all these things, should be mekabel tuma. That's the riboy or beket. Well, so what's the and the Milchas Yitzchak has a tshuva on this as well. See, some people want to manufacture, synthetic garments so they wouldn't be mekabel tuma for the halachas of ksamim, because they're made out of synthetic. So the question is, not everyone agrees, first of all. Like, we'll see the Milchas Yitzchak and the Cheres Tistara. Let's find the Milchas Yitzchak inside. What? Oh, okay, so we'll see. Where's the Milchas Yitzchak? Here. Page what? 13? Try that. He says, okay. "No, this isn't a pizza, but oh, yeah, page 13." First, if you can find me a beggar that's not mekabel tuma, there won't be any ksamim. Even if it's close to the body, etc. He thinks that everything on the goof is mekabel tuma. Even though near pligaber poskim we saw last time, im havi dover mekabel tuma. Kol mokum im nase mimenu beged nira lekuli amu mekabel tuma. He says meil gam beged nylon havi dover mekabel tuma biyishmo b'shum ksamen. He says everything that you make into a beged is mekabel tuma, even nylon, and it has some. So, because for the din of tuma, that's what the din is. The din of tuma is different than tzitzis and negoyim. Titzis and the Goyim is a machlokes. But maybe Tumu, we might have everything except for Gedalim al Ha'ayam. So maybe this is not called Gedalim al Ha'ayam. That's why, you see, there's a big machlokes here in the world. See, if you hold like Rav Moshe, the things that are disposable are not mekabel tuma, so then if you wear disposable pads and things like that, you're good. But if you don't hold like that, so one person had this idea to manufacture, you know, nylon begadim, assuming that that's not mekabel tuma. Because it's synthetic, so it's not. We have to understand. We still don't understand yet why it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. Because lechor for tuma, we marba that everything is mekabel tuma, and that's what the Milchas Yitzchak says, and the Milchas Kestara, and anything that's made into a garment is mekabel tuma, unless it's gadol b'yam. So there are a couple of poskim that have the suggestion. That's why in Eretz Yisrael they make the black liners, because Rabbi Yashi wrote this tshuva here in the packet. That he's from the other side of the camp. That's not this my camp. I'm in the disposable not camp. That anything disposable is not mekabel tuma. We saw in the chorus for that. But Rabbi Yashiv on page 23 has this has a tshuva where he assumes not that way, that even disposable things, because disposable things could last, that you just dispose of it. Look what he writes on page 26 for Rav Yashi. Or how Omer near the near toilet on the top of page 26 on the left. She mitchilos anasis l'shem kach l'shtamish bol l'kinuachav she'en roi l'shtamish al pamachas mikom mokom lo near l'chalik b'kach. U'min hadin u'mekabel tumah. Wow. So what does he do with all those makaros from last time? Like the Karen, you know, Karen, you throw away the Karen, it's not mekabel tuma. So what does he say? So therefore, that's why people manufacture the colored pads, so this way they'll have the other hat. But in America, Moshe Paskin, they're not that way. The things that are non-mekabel, that are disposable. I still didn't have 100% clarity of how what Rabbi Yashiv would answer to those makaros that we had last time. Like Karen Zarko. What would he say to that? I don't know. But Rav Moshe Feinstein on page 14, he's from the disposable camp, but he wants to say that maybe nylon is different. He has a tshuva here. Kesem anim tzal nylon. That's to Rabbi Elimelech Bluth. Rabbi Bluth was one of his big talmidim, right? Rabbi Elimelech Bluth was one of Rabbi Moshe's big talmidim. He's no longer alive. So what's the pshat? Here's time. What times do lonos a chutim elach or? So what's the answer? Al tashemad shenasa rech mi Hashem nimtza b'mainus be'omek ha'adama. Because you make it from the springs.
Springs?
You make it from oil. That's you make it from oil. Nylon.
You dig? No, nylon, you make it petroleum. It's cheap petroleum plastic.
Right, so it's in the ground. But it's not the ground. It's considered the mayonis in the ground. Because when you dig deep enough, you hit water, and then you hit oil. You hit oil. So therefore, so it's like so. What is it? It's Kli Adama. In other words. So what's Rav Moshe's pshat? That's not mekabel tuma. Why? What? Is it because it's Adama? What? Is he saying it because it's Kli Adama?
Yeah.
Shimken Vada Eim Kabel Tama Gam Lomid Rabbanon Ki Kli Adama Umein Eim Alayu Din Kes. But he's saying what? That's called Yam or that's called Kli Adam? What do you say to that? You're making it from the oil in the ground. So what is that called? You're making it from the oil in the ground. Like you're making it from the ground. He's not saying it's yam. He's saying it's you're making it from anything you dig in the ground and you find in the ground and you make something from there. So that's making it from the ground. So what does it mean you're making it from the ground? It's like Kli Adama. Like Kli Adama. If I make a Kli from the Adama, so then he's saying it's not Mekabel Tumah.
How's that different from Charis? Oh. Charis just a Kli Adama? Isn't that what Mani is? That what Kli is?
So what's the difference between a Kli Charis and a Kli Adama?
What is it?
You tell me.
During plants?
What's the difference? Why, in other words, Gavriel is asking a good question. We know Kli Charis is Mekabel Tumah. That's the Pesukim in the Torah.
It's not in the ground. It's not in the ground. Is that right?
And what's the difference between Kli Charis and Kli Adam?
It's not a thing. Water? Is it pottery?
Yeah, Kli Charis. No, well, this you're going to wear. Because you're going to make it into the dial and then you're going to wear it.
But it's Kli Adama, right?
It's Kli Adama.
How are you going to claim to wear both clothing?
Because you're making it from the, but like, yeah. So he, so Gavriel is asking a question. So what's the difference between a Kli Keres and a Kli Adama? He's saying Kli Adama is not Mekabel Tumah, and a Kli Keres is Mekabel Tumah. So what's the difference? How does something become a Kli Keres, and how does something become a Kli Adama? No.
The actual process of making them are different. You have the for example, making oil, we're gonna oil that comes from the ground, we're gonna process it to a certain degree. The kairos is more you're taking water, something like that, and putting up it. Kairos is a little bit more. I don't know the term. It might be more direct that it's
no.
Not as a process.
It should be worth it.
I know more of it. It should be less processed. Agree. It should be even more. Agree. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The least is more.
So what's the answer? But Kli Keres has to be in a kifshon. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
So if it's in a kifshon, then it's a
kli. Maybe. The Kli Adama, I imagine the oil and making the clothing are also processing it in a certain degree of point.
They even use a kifshon.
So that's in the Sefer Derech Basami on page 36. That's how he's explaining Ramosha. Page 36, he took a look at the left side. Igris Moshe holds that nylon is tahora. Why? Even if you weave it into clothing. You see it? A few midraban. Chain das taras abayis v'ol. So that's, so again, so, whereas we marba everything, but it can't be yam, and the kli adam is not mekabel tuma, if you make something from the adama. So it's not mekabel tuma. Then he quotes here three opinions. Yeah. That's a marsham tmeya. Kavim tumav sheinu marugim kim tzakim sof gadim and alai marugim lo medrus. As the nish tmeya kavim tumav daf sheinu marugim. Because Moshe says tahora, and then. In the Sefer Shari Tara, he quotes from Rabbi Yashuv. Same idea that the oil comes from the spring and then the water on the ground. But it's called Mikomakum Dinu Kadova Hagadol Menayam. See, that's your word, Rabbi. That's since it's in the Mayanos. Underneath, so that's in, that's called in the yam, even though you're digging in the yabasha, but you hit the water. So that's gadol min hayam. I'm reading in the Sefer Shari Tara on page 37. That's of Rabbi Yechiel Michal Stern from Yerushalayim. He's the Rav of Shari Ezra's Torah, right? Rav of Ezra's Torah. Rabbi Yechiel Michal Stern, you know. So he calls him Rav Yashiv, so they, maybe that's called Minayam. So Rav Moshe is saying it's like Kli Adama. Rav Moshe says it's Kli Adama. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he says, so he says, Rav Moshe says it's considered like Kli Adama, and Rav Yashiv says maybe it's considered Gadol Min Hayam.
They're drilling below the water table?
Yeah, they're getting, right, they're getting the oils in the, in, but I'm from the Shita, you know, this Rebbe body holes, and the, so the Rebbe Cheskes Tara and the Cheskes Yitzchak, that, that has the din just of Shar Begadim. So I'm not from this heter that it's not Mekabel Tumah. And the Rambam also writes if there's one chut, right? If Mishnah, one of Mishnah quotes here, that's right. If it's one chut of wool or something like that in the thing, then the whole thing is Mekabel Tumah. But I assume when you make something from nylon, there's probably nothing of anything else. It's just pure nylon. So the question is, once you, if you don't assume this, in other words, that it's considered yam, and you don't assume it's considered, these, I don't know, these are mechudish tekesfaros, that, that is, where Moshe wants to say it's kli adama, and Rav Yashiv wants to say it's gadol bayam, because even though it's in the earth, but it's the part of the earth that's the where the water is. You know, you dig it up. It's so I'm not from this. I'm not from this. This sheet there. That they quote from. From these poskim. So therefore, if you want to avoid the tumah issue, you can put a pad on it. Here on page 41 in the Sefer Chokuzman, he says, "Beged anasa mi nylon, einu mekabel tumah, yishom mi mekabel tumah." So he quotes the Reb Moshe. And then he says, but he quotes from the Mishnah Yaakov, from the Kapha Sharaf. I like the Kapha Sharaf. He says, Nochon lul bosh b'chaleis big day nylon, titar miksam. And Rav Yashiv, he quotes, that it's made from oil. So dover shah yotzi mimayim. So it's dover agadol minayam. So there are big poskim that say the other way. I don't know what the publisher Rob says it for which reason, but. See, that's the Mishnah Kalim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yigimel. Take a look. Zayin Yigimel, where you have it? And take a look at the Mishnah, yeah. Culture beyond, all right. Kiber Lahem, and I go to the Oretz, a few chut, a few Mishika, Dovashu, Mikabutum, Matome. There's, if there's one string that's from not from the yam, then it's going to ruin the whole heter. Ruin the whole heter. Okay, so this is a big machloikus. Okay. So, okay, there might be a couple more things, but this is there's a fundamental machlokas we had between Tanit Ben Mishmael and Rava, and we said it applies to Negoim and to Tzitzis, but the Tuma is different with Marba. And then we said that, but not Gadol Min HaYam. And then the question is, what about oil and that? Is that called, what is that called? Is that called Yam, Karka? Or it's neither. It's not Yam. It's not the Yam. And it's not Karka. So then it's part of Shar B'Kadim. And it's B'Kabal Tumah. So it became, people like to popularize the other Shita, that it's synthetics, not Mekabel Tumah, but I'm from the other camp. That it is, like Rav Bari said, that is Mekabel Tumah. Okay, so we'll continue with Hashem. So then it'll be like a regular undergarment, and it'll only be mutter if it's Savonim, or if you put a chair on. But I'm also from the camp of disposable. Not like Rav Yashiv. I'm from the Ramosha camp of disposable, but not from the Ramosha camp of nylon. Okay.
Especially
though
nobody's
choshish
to the
custom sofa
that undergarments that Sivan are.
No, that's
that.
There's no din of. Right. So it's usually not the right. Okay, everybody, have a good day. Also.